Each Tuesday, we like to find out what's happening with the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you this morning, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mate, what's happening with the local juniors?
Yeah, fantastic. Great to see that Renee Park has been re-elected on the board of Central North Junior Rugby. She's done a great job this year with Gary Walsh and all the crew there, including our good people there, Nick Rees and Crindoy, and also, of course, the great man himself, Bobby D, at Scone Junior Rugby. So great to see Renee has been re-elected at the Central Board for Juniors. They've increased their committee from 6 to 10, which is a great sign for the game as well, with a bit of variety. They're looking for a registrar, but overall, Renee can be very happy with what she's done this year in Central Juniors.
She should be very proud, and so too should the Women's Wildfires side after a fantastic victory on the weekend.
Yeah, it happened to us, the Divisional 2 title, and a lot of those girls are going to be on their way up to Singleton, of course, on Saturday for the trial there for the New South Wales Country Corellas. That'll start at about 10 o'clock, finish at about 2, but potentially 90 women will be at God's Acre there in Singleton, in Howe Street, to be part of it. Paddy Bowen's going to be the coach, but they've also got the Cockatoo coaches there of Matt Waterford and also Sean McCready from Illawarra that are going to be helping with Paddy. So Michelle Edwards, who's the manager, she's from Scone, so she's going to help out with all of that. All the details are on the New South Wales Country Facebook page. But well done to the ladies here at Waratahs. They've been undefeated for the last 3 years, 64 points to 20. So it's a great job they're doing that.
Terrible news from the Shoot Shield, with the two most dominant clubs from the past 40 years knocked out in the finals. It's up to Gordon, Eastwood, Norths and the Beasties.
Yeah, certainly the Beasties found their way to lose against Eastwood on Sunday, which was a bit of a surprise. But it seems everything's going to be played at Brad Park, but we can say to you the grand final will be held at Leichhardt Oval, so that'll be quite a bit of a treat.
Grand final next week. Isn't there a couple more finals before they get to the grand final?
No. Only Gordon was going to survive this weekend if they'd lost, and everybody else had been shown the door. So Rowie came sixth, they're out.
Right.
And the University came fourth, and they're out.
Yep.
And Eastwood came fifth, and they're going to play the best team in the tournament by perceptional reality, and that seems to be Norths, which is a little bit upside down. But East did finish second on the table, and they will play what should have been the grand final. But as I said, East found a way to lose to Eastwood on the weekend, and Gordon will have a nice stiff opportunity there to try to make it through to a grand final, and it'll be their first opportunity to win a premiership in about, nearly now 30 years.
Yeah.
So Sydney University's dominance is gone, and fortunately, man, we won't make it to the grand final as well, so that'll be good for everybody.
We'll make it there next year. And in Test rugby, the Bad Wallabies turned up at Eden Park wanting to drop too much. Boy, you can't win many games doing that, can you, mate?
Yeah, simple fact is, if you can't win Test matches, if you miss 40 tackles, that's as simple as that. It's not lack of effort, it's no ticker, all that sort of stuff. I'm not saying that, but if you're going to miss tackles, you're going to make the All Blacks look a little bit better than what they are. But the All Blacks played well. There's a lot of talking down to the All Blacks, they're hopeless and all this sort of stuff, but they had to play well to beat the Wallabies. And, we'll find out next Saturday, of course. You can find out more via tickets here at rugby.com.au if you want to get out for the game. Hopefully be increased to 80,000. Also interesting to see that we've got two Test matches as part of the Rugby Championship that's been reformed. Of course, the Springboks won't be part of it, but it's interesting. They're still playing their Vodafone Super Rugby competition overnight on Sundays on Fox Sports. So, interesting to see, but we'll have two Tests. Wallabies take on the Argentines, that'll be on the 21st of November, and the All Blacks will take on the Argentines on the 28th of November. And again, you can get your tickets through rugby.com.au and find out more about it. But interesting times ahead when it comes to Test Match Rugby coming up. We'll have some more details as far as the Hunter Juniors in the next couple of weeks as well. But Grand Final this weekend, of course, in the Divisional. Musselbrook, of course, wasn't in it this year, but they're going to have Waratahs taking on the crew there from Madawi after convincing wins over Cooks Hill, and also, of course, our Reds over the weekend. And that'll start just after 2 o'clock down there at number 2 Sports Ground in Newcastle. You can find out more through nhru.com.au. But, looking forward to the back end of the season with a little bit of rugby. And we'll have a bit of a chat about the Channel 9 deal that we talked to you exclusively about last year as well. So interesting to see that we might see some rugby on free-to-air finally.
All right, looking forward to it. We'll catch up next week. Thanks, Wixie.
No worries, mate. You have a good day.